Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Welcome into the Ravens Press Pass Podcast. The 2024 NFL Draft is complete. The Ravens made 9 picks over the course of the weekend. And on Saturday, they kicked things off with wide receiver Devontae Walker in the 4th round. Before we get to that conversation with Devontae that he had with the local media, let's go to GM Eric DaCosta, head coach John Harbaugh, and director of player personnel David Blackburn as they recapped draft weekend.
You know, I'll just briefly run down all these guys. We talked about Nate, and we talked about Roger and Adisa. Today with Tez, we had 6 or 7 names of guys that we were hoping to have a chance to select with our first 4th-round pick. And we got them. Tez was one of those guys. And then, fortunately, TJ Tampa was another one of those guys that when we started the day, we thought if those guys were there, didn't necessarily expect they would be there, but very excited with both those guys. But Tez, you get really a vertical receiver, size and speed. You know, in some ways reminds me of a Torrey Smith type of player, an outside, take the top off, vertical threat with good size and phenomenal kid, excellent jumping ability. TJ is a guy that, quite honestly, we would have taken on the second day of the draft as a press corner, long, just a guy that, you know, we think really fits what we do very, very well. Rasheen is a running back that we've really liked since really the fall. Excited about him. Had a chance to see him at the Senior Bowl before he got hurt and was very, very impressive to us as a guy that can run the ball, pass protect, and also catch the ball. Devin's a quarterback that we see as a viable backup over time. T. Martin, we gave him a project to basically come back to us and tell us who he thought, you know, were his favorite backup type quarterbacks in this year's draft class, and he came back with Devin as one of his very top guys. So that was exciting for us to take a quarterback. It's been a few years since we've done that. With Nick Samak, just a gritty Big Ten offensive lineman, a very good center, a very athletic guy, stays on his blocks, good sustainability, very, very, very intelligent. And we think, you know, a guy that can back up Tyler, and also hopefully work in as a guard and develop and be a swing guy for us. And then finally, Sanusi, non-combine guy. Typically, we don't draft a lot of non-combine players. But with Sanusi, it kind of harkens back to Haruki Nakamura, who we drafted, who was a non-combine guy back in the day. Sanusi's a guy that does a lot of things well, a tough player. I think he's got good ball skills, should play on special teams. He's a guy that, you know, David can talk more about. Some of the scouts really liked him. And Doug Mallory really liked him as well and had a chance to come here to Baltimore and visit with us. So overall, I think it was a great day, a great weekend, and we'll take questions.
Eric, when you're looking at the center in the 7th round, I know he had an injury, a fibula. Do you think he'll be limited at all in, you know, any of the spring stuff or even heading into other workouts?
Yeah, I think he'll be limited in the short term. I think as we get into May, I think he'll be full strength. I mean, I asked him on the phone, how is he doing? And he said, I'm fine. I'm healthy. We'll probably break him in slowly. You know, offensive lineman, tough guy mentality, we expect him out there pretty quickly.
Eric, were you disappointed at all that the board kind of maybe didn't break your way to get a guy to come in and compete for one of the open jobs at guard?
You know, I mean, we kind of assessed the board, and, you know, in the 4th round, there was probably a couple opportunities to maybe get somebody. Quite honestly, you know, looking at Tez and looking at TJ, you know, we kind of knew when we had a chance to select those guys that we might miss out on a, you know, maybe one of the better guards available on the third day. That being the case, you know, we drafted a couple guards last year that we feel really good about, and we saw Ben Cleveland. We saw his growth last year as a player. We're excited about Andrew, who's coming off the injury. So, you know, I think we have some viable guys to compete. And like I said, I think Nick Somak has a chance to work in there as well. And we've got some other veteran guys that we think have a chance as well. So I'm excited about the group overall. And, you know, I don't have any, honestly, like, I don't feel too bad about it just because of the type of guys we got in the fourth and fifth round.
Eric, with TJ, I mean, a lot of people had him projected second round. I was trying to look up things like, why would he fall? Why do you think he, you know, fell so suddenly? Because it seemed like many people were thinking he was going to be drafted much earlier.
Yeah, you know, I can't speak to other teams. We really liked him, and you know, honestly, you know, we've doubled up on positions before, probably four or five times, and it's worked out well for us. And you know, honestly, we would have taken him a lot higher had we not taken Nate, I would have to say. So you know, he didn't necessarily have a great 40 time. He had the Big 12 pro day, and he did not run at the combine. So, you know, that might have hurt him a little bit. But, you know, for us, like, you're looking at him, you know, we see the length, we see the size, we see the leaping ability, his ability to play the football. He's a tough guy. He tackles well. We're excited. We think he's going to have a chip on his shoulder and play well.
Eric, you kind of view Rasheen Ali a little bit as, like, this year's Keaton Mitchell in a sense that, you know, he can maybe come in, contributor right away, a guy who operates in space, has, you know, a lot of speed kind of out of the gate.
Yeah, I think that's right. You know, he's an explosive guy. I think he runs hard. He finishes his runs. He catches the ball well. He can run routes. He's a good pass protector. And like I said, at the Senior Bowl, he was a guy that I noticed very quickly, and he got hurt. But during the week of practice, he was very, very explosive, and I think we all took note. And we had him visit, you know, a few weeks ago. He's an interesting kid. He's got a great background, other than the fact that he's from Cleveland, of course. But he's a great background, and I think he's going to be a good player for us.
John, I know at owners' meetings you said that Josh Johnson would be the backup quarterback. Drafting Devin Leary, does that change anything? Will he be competing for that spot?
Josh will be the backup quarterback, and I think Devin will develop. You know, he'll probably be the third quarterback this year, some way or fashion, and grow into the job as we go.
Question for David or Eric. I mean, Ali and Leary, guys who have talents, but then Ali seemed to fall because of the fumbles, 11 fumbles in his college career the last 2 years, and then Leary with, I think, 12 interceptions last year. What are the skills that stand out to you that, you know, you guys think that you can make these players less turnover prone and kind of harness the pure abilities?
Yeah, I mean, I talked about the skills with Rasheen. You know, he's an explosive player. I think one of the reasons that Rasheen, if you say he fell, I mean, he fell was he hurt his bicep. You know, so that's probably one of the reasons. But when we evaluate running backs, you know, we're looking for specific things. And, you know, certainly ball security is one of those things. But this is an explosive guy, very shifty, good vision. He runs hard, all those different things. As far as Devin goes, you know, I think T. Martin does an excellent job evaluating, and he thinks he's a natural thrower. He thinks he's an accurate passer. He loves the kid. He thinks he's got the right mentality to come in and compete and improve. And so, you know, for me, it's similar to how I feel about kickers. You know, who better to evaluate quarterbacks than a quarterback coach who played in the league? Who better to evaluate kickers than a kicking coach? And so I think T did a phenomenal job, and he's very, very excited about Devin, and so are we.
David, when you look at Devontae's, just kind of what stands out to you about his game and how he translates to the NFL level?
Just his vertical explosiveness, ability to get behind coverage, take the top off the defense, make big plays. He is a threat, and he also does it at his size. I mean, he's not a small guy, and he doesn't play small downfield. He can put pressure on the defense, and he's able to make some contested catches downfield, and I think that bodes well for our offense and our quarterback. He didn't really have the week that he wanted at Mobile during the Senior Bowl, but Pro Day was great, Combine was great. The thing I really like most about him is just he's encountered some athletic adversity in his life, and he's overcome, and he's a really mentally tough kid as well as physically tough, and he works at his craft, and he's a great teammate. So outside of those physical traits that he has, he's got a lot of intangibles as well.
Eric, I know there's some drafts where you'll be like, you know, certain picks that you're hoping and they're not there. Do you feel like this year with, it seemed like value, you know, where you're getting, do you feel overall with this draft class that you got pretty exceptional value in, overall?
I do. I think this was one year that the board, you know, you'll often hear me say, oh man, we had a chance, we missed out on some guys. But, you know, this year we were patient, and the board, more often than not in every single case, but the best player was at a position of need. And so we basically started just checking off boxes, working our way down through each pick, and we were able to just kind of like just cross them off with a really good player. So from that standpoint, I think it was good. It was really good. And I think the coaches and the scouts, we did a good job communicating. And so one of the things we have is a dialogue throughout the draft, this guy or that guy, and what do we think? How does this guy fit? How does that guy fit? You know, you might have two players at different positions and they're graded the same. And, you know, you're trying to figure out, like, how do you split hairs between these two players? And you do it with talking to your coaches. You do it looking at the analytics. But you also do it looking at the players that you might get in the next round or moving back. And what does that pool of players look like at those positions? So this year, I think it worked out extremely well.
Eric, I guess going off of that, do you think that you were able to answer or check off your offseason to-do list in the draft the way you expected to? All the things that you thought could be answered here, do you feel like you were able to answer that?
Well, you know, I think you can always do better in different ways. I mean, so, you know, we're not finished for sure. I'm not going to sit up here today and say, oh, the team is set. We've got this great team. We have a lot of work to do, and there's a lot of different ways to do that. We'll have a lot of opportunities between now and September to build the team. I do think that, again, I'll credit the scouts and the coaches and John and Steve and everybody for the work they put in, putting us in position to have a good draft, to get players that we like. And I know some of these guys won't be as good as we think they're going to be, but I know some of these guys will be better than we think they're going to be, and that's exciting, and that's just the nature of the draft.
I apologize, Eric.
That's okay.
John, how do you see number three safety role as far as who do you kind of consider internal options? I know our Darius Washington has played a lot of nickel, and I know you drafted Kane, but do you see that as a potential area where you may need a few more bodies?
Possibly. I know Eric's not going to rest. I mean, I think Eric is pretty much proven that he's going to be looking for guys, you know, 24/7, all 365 days a year. So, but those two guys are good options. I thought, you know, Ardarius is really a good player, and just a matter of him staying healthy and getting some time on task, and he can play safety or nickel, can go outside and get you out. Very diverse player. I'm a big Ardarius fan. I think he's going to have a great year. And then Sanusi is a guy we were talking about right at the end. It's so much love between the scouts and the coaches. In some ways, you know, he's kind of similar to that guy from Iowa whose name will not be mentioned since he's playing in the division here. But we appreciate Geno and all he did for us. But kind of a similar kind of a pick, a real heady player, really productive player. So he's going to have every opportunity there. Then whoever else, you know, Eric finds for us, we'll coach him up. So we'll see what happens.
And we may have an opportunity, just to add to that, we may have an opportunity in the next couple hours to get some pretty good free agents at that position, because players, talented players, will see that we're not as deep at that position as we are at some other positions.
Eric, since we're not going to be able to talk to you next week, unless we are, Odafe Owe, what's your thoughts on picking up this fifth year option?
Yeah, if we talk next week, I'll let you know, James.
In case we don't, could you let me know now?
We'll have an announcement probably in the next few days, I would think.
Have you made the decision, the determination yet, or?
You know what? I learned from Ozzy never to make a decision until you have to. And that has served me well. And I think it's smart, usually, to act that way.
John, this receiver group, and obviously guys draft Tez, but it's going to look very similar to last year without OBJ, though. From the guys running it back with Zay, Rashad, Nelson, what are you kind of looking for in terms of internal improvement for those guys to make that position more dynamic?
Yeah, I'm excited about the wide receiver position. I'm looking forward to seeing this offense come together. I mean, we've been working We've been working the personnel side of it. We've been working the scheme side of it. We've been working with the individual players developmentally. You put all those things together, and you get out there and you start practicing, and you get ready to play games. This is a very talented group, you know. And anybody that wants to challenge that, bring it on. You know, you got to line up and play against us, and we'll see if we don't have playmakers out there running around making plays. I'm personally very excited about this group. You know, obviously Tez is a great addition, and the guys that are already there are going to really have good seasons. So we're ready to go.
David, what do you like about TJ Tampa's skill set, and what sort of stands out about him?
His athleticism at his size. He's long. He can flip his hips. He can change direction as well. Former wideout. So I think there is some built-in upside to him as a player. He just kind of plays the game smoothly. He doesn't look too stressed. He tackles well. He's a guy that's going to compete. He'll run down on kicks and be a special teams guy for us. Good makeup, good mentality, smart football player. They speak highly of him at the school. So again, anytime you have a size corner, you're always intrigued. But I think he's got the necessary movement skills at that size, along with his length, to give us something as a coverage player, and then also be able to support the run.
David, many times where Eric making trades this year, he didn't make a trade. Do you think he was bothered at all? Do you think he was close to making some trades? What do you think?
No, I don't think it really bothered him that much. As long as we got the player he wanted, I think it might have bothered Steve more than it bothered him. But I think we were pretty content. You know, the phone was ringing pretty regularly at some parts of the draft, particularly on day two. So I think he's all right. I think he's happy.
I mean, just to follow up on that, there were lots of opportunities to make trades. And probably because of the quality of the players that were there, but the players were more valuable than the trade. And that's why we're so happy with the draft.
We're going to do two more, and I know John's had one since I said that. So.
Eric, obviously you guys made 9 picks this year's draft. You're projected to have 11 in next year's draft. Is that a comfortable number that you're comfortable with? I mean, is there, you know, kind of a long-term plan for just the sheer number of volume of guys that you're going to bring in?
Well, you know, we as I said before, we lost some players. We lost some good players this year, and it's now time to build back up again. And so, you know, I like having – my math isn't great, but I guess that's 20 picks, right, in the next couple of years, this year and next year. If it's a good draft next year, we'll probably have more than 11 picks, you know, and I won't know that until we start really getting into the meat of the draft and looking at players. But, you know, we need good young talent. And we got to develop these guys, and they got to play for us. And that's the reality that we find ourselves in. And so the draft is, you know, we say it, but it's critically important for a team that wants to stay relevant and have good players and have a good team and win games. You got to have good young talent. So that's the mission. We'll get started up in a few weeks looking at spring scouting. Our scouts will be in, and they'll start looking at players, and we'll start the whole process over again.
John, you said that you weren't willing to share which position group was your assignment this season. Before the draft, are you willing to share what you were assigned?
Position group assignments? I was given the corners. I had the edge guys on defense. I had the offensive line, all the offensive line positions. I had the wide receivers, and I had the running backs. So those are my jobs. Did I do okay, Eric?
I think he did well. I mean, I wanted him to do more, but he was always taking trips and things.
Yeah, right.
Leaving at 4:00. I mean, he just, you know, the season ended. He's like, I'm out of here, you know. And so it was a little frustrating on my end, but you know, we found a way to make it work.
You were cleaning up on day one and day two.
I had a good draft, obviously. Work speaks for itself.
Thanks.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Now let's go to wide receiver Devontaes Walker out of UNC, who the Ravens picked at number pick 13.
Hey, Tez, congratulations. Just for you, you know, kind of in this moment, what are your thoughts about joining the Ravens? Is this a team that you felt like was connected to you throughout this process, and how you feel like you fit on this team and this offense?
Line up a defensive tackle, and that, he
can play in
the two-eye.
Yes, sir. When I was at the combine, I'm a receiver coach. It was an instant connection. Like I felt it there. I'm very excited to be a Raven. Got a good organization, good history behind them. Got a great quarterback in Lamar. Got a great offense adding Derrick Henry, and I'm just glad to be a part of that.
And just following up on that, what do you think about catching passes from Lamar Jackson?
Yes, sir. It's definitely an honor. I've been watching Lamar since he came out of high school, watched him at Louisville. I think he's a great football player. He's somebody I wish I was on his team, and now that, you know, that wish is coming true. So he's a great player. I love watching him. So looking forward to being on side of him.
Let's go with Gianna and then Ryan Mink.
Congratulations. I know you would have played against the Ravens first-round pick, Nick Wiggins. What do you remember about that, and what is it like to now be teammates with him?
Yeah, he was a very good player. Honestly, he probably was the best player I've ever went against. He was very, you know, fluent in his technique, very fast. He was one of the few guys that was hip for hip with me. And I'm glad to be able to compete against him every day. Going against him, it was a fun game. He's a great player, and I'm looking forward to going against him every day in practice.
Tez, welcome to Baltimore. Just wondering, how happy are you to have the NCAA behind you and not have to worry about that? And just how much of a distraction was that for you last year? I mean, you came back and put up big-time numbers despite all that going on kind of in the background.
Yeah, I'm very happy it's in the past. Glad they finally made the right decision at the time. I was just happy to be able to be on the field and show why I belonged on that Power 5 level. So, it's no bad blood there with me or the NCAA. I'm just thankful they made that decision and I was able to do what I had to do to get to this point.
Let's go to Jeff Zerebeck and then Karita Parks, please.
My apologies if I missed this. I signed on a bit late, but what was your involvement with the Ravens in the pre-draft process, and did you get the sense at any point that they would be one of the most likely teams to take you here, one of the middle rounds?
So I didn't really talk to him at the Senior Bowl. I talked to him at the combine. It was a good conversation, good meeting. I really didn't have a thought about him after the combine because I didn't talk to him much, but they did call me here and there through after the combine. So it was funny, my high school head coach said he had a feeling they was going to take me with a lot of things they've been hearing about, like what they need and stuff like that. So the Ravens have been in the back of my mind a little bit.
Hey, Tez.
Welcome to the
Ravens. Good, how are you?
I'm good.
Your ability as a deep threat has been praised. I'm just curious from your perspective, what do you think some of the strengths of your game are?
Definitely vertical threat, but I feel like the speed cuts at the top of the round, things like that. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm very good in that aspect and running away from defenders. Still a little work at the top of the route, cleaning up steps and things like that. But I feel like releasing off the ball and, you know, being a vertical threat, those are the two, you know, strong points in my game.
Let's go to Brian Wacker and then Nikhil.
Hey, Tez, congratulations.
Thank you.
Growing up, was there a receiver you tried to sort of emulate or favorite player you had growing up along the way?
Mm. Oh, yeah. Ravens fans not going to like it, but A.J. Green was somebody I loved growing up. I loved watching him. I kind of tried to emulate my game after him. I idolized him a little bit, big, fast, can make those contested catches. And he just continued to get better every year he was in the league. So, you know, I loved watching him even when he was at Georgia. So, A.J. Green was that person for me.
Thank you.
Hi, Tez. Welcome to Baltimore. Congratulations. We talked about the NCAA earlier. What did you take from that experience, and do you think did you learn anything from that experience, and do you think that's going to help you transition to the NFL?
Mm-hmm. What I took from that is how much I care, you know, how much I cared about my teammates and relied on them. Without them, I probably wouldn't have got through that situation, and that helped me become a better teammate because that helped me want to stay around them while I wasn't playing and things like that and cheer them on while they was out there competing and things like that. So that's something I learned about myself, and I learned how good of a teammate I was, and I feel like that's what I bring to this organization.
Let's go to Gianna and then Ryan Mink again.
I'm just curious what you already know about the wide receivers on the Ravens roster and how you feel like you fit in or add something different to this group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Zay Flowers, watched him at Boston College. He's a good piece there, working inside and outside. He's like the route technician of the room. I know Odell wasn't there no more, but he's one of the guys I watched growing up. When he was there, he was a good player. He was that good veteran piece for him. What's the guy name on the outside? Came from Minnesota. I forgot his name, but you say what?
Bateman.
Yeah, Rashad Bateman. He's a good player, big, physical, kind of holds down the outside. He's able to stretch the field and be that vertical piece for Baltimore. He's done some good things on tape. So this room there, it's a lot of great pieces for Lamar, and I feel like with my skill set, I'll be able to add on to be, you know, a deadly weapon down the line.
Tez, I'm just wondering, you talked about Lamar a little bit earlier. Just, you know, is he somebody that even – looking from afar, you were just a big-time fan of? And then second, you know, Todd Monken's offense, you know, you saw that at Georgia from afar. Just your thoughts on joining an offense like that that likes to get the ball to playmakers, speed guys in space.
Yeah, like Lamar, been a huge fan of Lamar. Like, he used to do, you know, amazing things at Louisville. Like that, he was one of those guys you want to be like, you want to go off and, you know, do the same type of things he does. Like I said, he's just a great football player. He makes the game fun. And, you know, that offense, Baltimore, they showcase a lot of, you know, great things. You see players, like you said, with playmakers, players like Zay Flowers making big plays down the field. And like you said, he's big and trying to get his playmakers the ball, get the ball in their hand. And I feel like, you know, I can be one of those guys to do that for this organization.
We'll go to Karita and then close it out with Jonas Schaefer.
Tez, can you just walk me through the moment that you got the call from Baltimore? What was going through your head? What was it like on your end sharing that with your family, I would assume?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got the call. As soon as he told me it was a Baltimore Ravens, you know, I teared up, kind of broke down. It was a moment I've been waiting for since I was 4 years old. Told my grandmother and mother this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to play in the NFL. That's always been my why. Football has always, you know, kept me level-headed. So hearing those words that I'm finna be a part of an NFL roster broke me down to tears. Family yelling in the background. When I told them it was Baltimore, they were very excited. They know how rich this organization is. But when we see Baltimore every Sunday, you know, Baltimore has a history of winning. So this is a good organization to be a part of and things like that. And I'm just ready to get there.
Hey, Devontae, congratulations, man. Quick one. Do you have a preference for how we, you know, write about you? You know, do you want Tez? Do you want Devontae?
Whichever one is comfortable with y'all, it doesn't matter to me. Me, me personally, I do prefer Devon Tez because a lot of people do think my name is actually Tez and they don't know my whole name. So I would say Devon Tez, me personally. But whichever one is comfortable for you, you can put Tez or Devon Tez. It doesn't matter to me.
Okay. And then secondly, obviously the UNC offense is a pretty vertical offense. I think people said that, you know, your route tree was a lot of vertical stuff. I mean, do you feel like you have more tools in your bag to have a more kind of diverse pattern of routes and stuff?
Yes, sir. I definitely do. Feel like UNC, they did a good job, you know, utilizing what we had, all the best deep threats. So they tried to keep me on those type of routes because that's where most of my big plays came from. So, but I feel like I do have a lot of other tools in the bag, a lot of other routes that I love running and can get open on as well. So, and I'm, you know, that's something I'm very eager and ready to showcase on this level.
The Ravens also got a cornerback in the first round, TJ Tampa out of Iowa State, who they took at number 130. Here's what he had to say when he met with the media.
Hey, TJ, congratulations. Did you get any indication that when the Ravens were going to be on the clock that you were going to be their pick at that point?
No, sir. Just before I got the call, I really didn't have too much of a insight on where I was going. My agent, I spoke to my agent a little bit. He kind of had a little bit to say to me, but I didn't know exactly.
Ryan Mink?
Yeah, TJ, I think a lot of draft analysts had you as an early day two pick, even some in the first round, you know, and here you are in the fourth. Just, you know, what do you think kind of led to that? And does that kind of put a chip on your shoulder to prove people wrong that a lot of teams missed out on a really good corner?
Yeah, they always said a draft is unpredictable. And of course, I would have liked to go on earlier. And it's definitely a chip on my shoulder from here on now for all the teams that skipped me and all the corners that went before me. And I'm going to use that as fuel every day.
Go to Brian Wacker and then Garrett Downing.
Hey, TJ, congrats. Two things. First, what does the TJ stand for?
Tampa Junior. It's like the acronym.
How did you come up with Tampa? You just wanted to go with Tampa?
I didn't come up with the
nickname. Right. Sorry. It's not you. Yeah, yes.
I kind of grew up on it.
And secondly, how do you think you'll fit in to the Ravens scheme just based on what you know and what you've seen? I don't know how familiar you are.
I feel like I'll fit in perfectly. I know the Ravens do a great job at developing corners. And there's a big corner, Marlon Humphrey, getting in to learn from him as much as I can. And, yeah, they take pride, toughness is something that they take seriously. And then I feel like I'll fit perfectly.
Hey, TJ, congratulations. Obviously, the Ravens took Nate Wiggins in the first round. I'm curious if you guys have any, you know, relationships. Did you get to know each other at all during the pre-draft process? And what are your thoughts of teaming up with him here?
Oh, yeah, we were actually – combine roommates, so I got to speak to him a lot then. That's something crazy that happened. So yeah, I got to speak to him a lot.
And was that just a random thing that you guys ended up being combine roommates?
Yes, sir. We didn't know each other before that.
Okay, and then I guess just what kind of stands out to you about his game and your thoughts on teaming up on the same defense?
Yeah, he's a great corner. Of course, speed is a big thing. He's a ball hawk. Everything. Can't wait to learn from him and compete with him in practice.
Go back to Jameson and then Ryan again.
Yeah, with TJ, I mean, what was kind of, you said you were combine roommate. What was that experience like? I mean, do you have any stories from you and Nate being there together?
You know, we don't get to talk too much because we're busy all day. The most I ever asked him is when he set his alarm. So that's about the only thing we got to talk about.
Yeah, TJ, can you just talk about what you feel like are your strengths as a player?
Definitely physicality, just within all aspects of the game. If that's point of contact, getting off of blocks, making tackles, being a willing tackler, and just press, getting hands on, getting receivers out their routes. So,
Karita Parks?
She's on mute. Yeah, I'm
in. Okay, sorry about that. TJ, you talked about having a chip on your shoulder. what message do you have for Ravens fans of, you know, who are they getting? What can they expect?
Yeah, I was saying that you're getting somebody that's going to work hard every day. I've been at the bottom of a depth chart before, and I'm willing to work my way up again. And that's going to be the tip of my shoulder every day. And I can't wait to get started. Excited to get started.
Go to Cliff Brown and then Gianna.
Yeah, TJ, congratulations. Just curious, do you have any relationship with Charlie Kohler from Iowa State connection? And also, do you know any other Ravens? And what do you know about, you know, the Ravens, I guess, culture and tradition here in Baltimore?
Charlie, yeah, we're cool. Of course, we don't talk like a lot, but you know, when we see each other, it's always a good conversation and catching up. And yeah, the Ravens, they're big on pride and toughness throughout all their positions, and they're gonna compete with you no matter what the whole game. So this is an organization that I would love to play for.
Congratulations. I know you were saying you weren't super expecting the Ravens specifically. So when they called you, what was that call like? I guess, who did you get to talk to and what did they tell you?
Yeah, it's so much going on. It's just surreal just getting that call and getting able to talk to the defensive coordinator and just hearing everybody and how they were excited to have me. And that's a good hearing coming from them and just being even more excited to get started.
Go to Kyle Phoenix, and then we'll close it out with Ryan Mink.
Hey, TJ, congratulations. Just read that after you committed to Iowa State, that Kirby Smart from Georgia was making a big push to sign you to Georgia after seeing you at a 7-on-7 tournament. Can you talk about why you remain loyal to Iowa State, and is that kind of a big, you know, value of yours, and what's that kind of mean to you?
Yeah, so I trusted in Coach Campbell and the whole organization from day one, and they trusted in me from day one. And I feel like I had chances to leave. I never wanted to because they believed in me, and they stayed true to their word every step of the way. And so I couldn't like leave them. And I love everybody there, and I love the fans, the culture, and everybody.
Yeah, TJ, I'm just curious, what was your day like yesterday as you were waiting for the pick? What was going through your mind as you went to bed yesterday, and how tough was that wait this whole time?
Yeah, it's always tough just sitting there, just patiently waiting and waiting for your name to get called, and then it doesn't. And you can't think too heavily on it. You can't drift away anywhere, but just got to stay locked in and just know that your name's going to get called and be ready whenever you get there.
In the sixth round, the Ravens took a backup quarterback, Devin Leary, out of Kentucky. He also played at NC State earlier in his career. Here's what he had to say during a Zoom call with local reporters.
Hey, Devin, congratulations. Welcome to Baltimore. Big picture, just what's your reaction to the pick and your thoughts on joining a room that, of course, has Lamar Jackson?
Man. A blessing. I mean, honestly, completely took by surprise. I talked to Coach Martin at the Combine, had an awesome conversation, got to talk ball with him. And, you know, I just remember telling him, Coach, anything I could do to help this team win is why I want to be a part of the Ravens. And to get that call and kind of turn my whole world around was truly a dream come true.
All right, Ryan Mink.
Yeah, Devin, just your thoughts about Lamar Jackson. I mean, playing with him specifically, just what's going through your mind?
Man, a dog. He's someone, you know, when I committed to NC State out of high school, was someone that, you know, obviously I followed, and being able to play in the ACC and turn on film in the past, seeing him carve up defenses, really an awesome opportunity for me to come in and meet him and, you know, learn behind him and obviously just help as much as I can to that quarterback room to bring value.
Jameson Hensley.
Yeah. Was there any point during the draft process did you think, okay, if the Ravens, you know, have a pick in, you know, in this draft, that I might end up there?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like I said, I had great conversations with Coach Martin. I know I left a really, really good impression with him, and you know, I knew they were in the market for a quarterback. I didn't necessarily know when or, you know, where they were going to take a pick, but I was just really honored and blessed that it was me.
Kyle Phoenix.
Hey, congratulations, Devin. Can you just talk a little bit about, I was reading your bio, it said that you never want to go through Navy SEAL / Marine training. Can you just talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So when I was at NC State, Coach Doran put us through a trial of 3 days, former Navy SEALs and, you know, Marine Corps training of 5 a.m., up early, everyone's dressed the same. You know, we were swimming in pools at 5 a.m. with guys screaming in our faces. And ultimately it was for our team to have emerging leaders, and me being a young guy, obviously it helped me out a ton, but when it came to those activities, I don't think I could do what those guys do on a daily basis.
Ryan Mink.
Yeah, Devin, I'm curious, after your transfer to Kentucky and playing in Liam Cohen's, you know, kind of pro style offense, how that adjustment you felt like went for you? How did that grow you as a player and a quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, it was an awesome opportunity, you know, to learn from Coach Cohen, who's now in the NFL with the Buccaneers, to play in a whole different system of what I wasn't used to in the past, getting under center, calling plays in the huddle. And, you know, ultimately, I wish we won a lot more games, but from a developmental standpoint, you know, it was the best thing I could have done to, you know, put my best foot forward in the NFL and, you know, bring what I can to the table to the Ravens.
Go back to Kyle Phoenix.
Yeah, Devin, what are just some of your strengths that, you know, the Ravens are getting, and what are some things that you're hoping to work on with Martin and the coaching staff as well?
Yes, sir. I think, you know, strengths for me is just pure arm talent. You know, I truly, truly believe that, you know, I throw the football, you know, not like many people in this world, something that, you know, I pride myself on, being able to fit the football into tight windows. And then obviously just getting around the other quarterbacks, learning from them, adapting to the NFL style, learning from Coach Martin. And like I said from the beginning, you know, I want to help this team win any way possible that I can, you know, fit myself into that room, fit my role into the team that's going to help us win more games. That's my overall goal.
Kevin Richardson.
Welcome to Baltimore, Devin. You mentioned, of course, I know it's your dream to play in the NFL, but you mentioned that you also would like to coach high school. Why is that?
Yeah, I think, you know, in my life, when I look back at the coaches that have had the most impact on me, were my high school coaches, because, you know, coming in as a freshman, you know, not many times do you immediately know you can play college football or immediately know you can eventually become an NFL football player. And it was those coaches and mentors that I came across when I was 14, 15 years old that, you know, kind of opened up the light in my eyes to, you know, if you have a goal in mind or a dream that you want to chase, you know, go after it. And one day I want to become that type of, you know, mentor or someone for a young guy to look up to.
You're listening to the Ravens Press Pass podcast. If you want a full breakdown on everything from draft weekend, head over to the Lounge podcast feed. Ryan Mink and I will break it all down for you, give you our thoughts on this draft class and what it means for this team moving forward. Make sure you leave a rating and a review, and we will talk with you again soon.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.